from KQED.
Hi, Erica Kuzgavari here, the bass producer. Devin, Erica, and I wanted to invite you to come hang out with us later this month. The Bay Team is hosting a happy hour on Wednesday, June 19th at 5 p.m. at Arthur Max in Oakland. That's right by the MacArthur BART station. Come join us for some drinks and a bite. We're super excited to hang out with you. Hope to see you there. The buildings at Paradise High School are among the few structures that survived the deadly campfire last year. But the school closed after the fire. It ravaged everything around the campus, making it too dangerous for students. So they haven't been able to return to campus. That is, until graduation day.
Thousands upon thousands of high school seniors are graduating this year. But I would dare to say that almost none of them have experienced what this class has experienced.
Nothing has been normal for the 2019 senior class of Paradise High School. So for these teenagers, graduation isn't just a rite of passage to adulthood. It's a marker of survival.
None of us thought that we were going to graduate here, let alone be here with everyone else. So
I'm Erica Cruz-Guevara. Welcome to the Bay.
There was just a swarm of students putting on their caps, putting on their gowns.
It's a dream come true.
Exciting. Going to Butte.
It's definitely been a roller coaster.
So much excitement, so many smiles, a lot of tears.
Jeremy Siegel is a reporter at KQED. He covered the campfire when it hit Paradise in November last year.
A lot of them were cheering, sort of doing, you know, some school chants and stuff.
Hey, Bobcats! Hey, Bobcats! Stand up and cheer and let us know you're here! Yeah!
Really amazing thing to see in a community that's been hit by so much tragedy.
The campfire was the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history. Hundreds were displaced to neighboring cities like Chico and Oroville. So graduation felt like a homecoming for the graduating class and the community.
I mean, it was packed. You know, all the seats were taken.
Good evening. Parents, grandparents, relatives, friends, neighbors.
Sort of felt like as many people who were from Paradise or who knew people were there.
What were students saying about graduation?
So I spoke to a lot of students outside at the school before they were going down for graduation.
And so how does it feel to be on campus at Paradise High today graduating?
It's very hard, but also very... It's just a good experience. I feel very at home here.
The thing I kept hearing over and over again was that...
Honestly, it's pretty surreal.
Feels unreal. It's amazing.
Surreal. It feels surreal.
It's surreal. You know, they never thought that they'd be back on this campus.
When was the last time you were on campus?
November 7th.
And so after all this time, months being away, how does it feel to be back here for graduation?
Overwhelming, really.
They never expected it would happen. Over these past 6 or 7 months, it's felt, you know, like so long since they've actually been on this campus. And I think it just felt like returning to normalcy in a way. Even though it's the end, I think it was really nice for people to, you know, be back at the school where they spent so many years.
And it's like home base for us. Like, we could all come back and see each other because everybody is just so far apart, you know, and like everybody's everywhere.
It was different than any graduation I've been to, and I think, I mean, it was different than any graduation.
I would like to begin with a moment of silence for some special people who recently passed away. Mr. Om Wraith.
Paradise Unified Superintendent Michelle John began the evening with the moment of silence to remember the people who were lost in the campfire.
Mr. David Burdine, a much beloved former teacher, choir director, and principal, and for the 85 campfire victims who lost their lives on November 8th.
That was a pretty striking moment to see the entire community, you know, remembering all the people they've lost.
Thank you.
Things kicked off with Paradise High's principal, Lauren Lighthall.
I am Lauren Lighthall, the proud principal of Paradise High School.
He lost his home in the campfire. You know, like other people in the community, has been dealing with a lot of trauma. And so this is going to be his last year at the school. And he kicked it off sort of in a different way than you might expect. When he started talking, there was almost no mention of the campfire.
But I did want to mention a few things about this class.
Which, you know, at every event around here, it's obviously looming over everything. But for him, he was really just highlighting in a pretty sort of normal way the accomplishments of the class.
So there are 17 counties in Northern California, and there was only one National Merit Scholar.
You know, he was talking about having a National Merit Scholar, about having a yo-yo world champion, about having beauty queens, about having rodeo champions in their class.
We won 8 league championships in boys swim, girls swim, boys cross country, girls cross country, football.
He was just listing all of the amazing things that students have done without much mention of the fire. But obviously, you know, being in the audience, you know that these students are doing these amazing things with the backdrop of having this disaster, you know, totally change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So after the principal spoke, there were a number of student speakers.
We will now hear from our senior class president, Garrett Malcolm.
And for them, unlike their principal, a big focus was the fire.
Even after we all lost our homes, we still found the time and positivity to get together and pretend like 2 days before the campfire hadn't ripped through our town.
It was about how the students in the school have really, you know, risen above the tragedy that they faced.
Because of the place we've been raised in and the people we have grown up with, we will always carry the name and spirit of Paradise with us, not because of its death, but because of its life and what it stood for. Thank you.
It really looked like the community showed up to this graduation, including Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey, who was the keynote speaker at the graduation. What was his message to the students?
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey, even before the campfire, but especially in the aftermath of the campfire, has become this local superhero.
Your speaker tonight is our sheriff. But ladies and gentlemen, he is also America's sheriff. Corey Honey.
People really see him as the person who was a trusted voice during the campfire. I mean, he gave all of the press conferences, but also the person I think people saw as, like, overseeing all of the response to the fire. And he's just become this massive figure in the community.
I have to tell you, this is a huge honor for me to be here tonight to speak to you guys.
He spoke a lot about the resilience of the students, what they've been through.
You are the first generation of Paradise High School graduates to rise from the ashes of what life was and take a bold step forward into a new and uncertain future. You as a group, perhaps more than any other, will define and give real meaning to the phrase, Paradise Strong.
What was the mood at the ceremony from where you were sitting?
It was totally different than almost anything I've seen in Paradise. I mean, there were a lot of tears, but they were mostly tears of joy. Everybody was just so happy to see that these kids made it through, that they're graduating, that you know, a lot of them are going on to college, going on to study interesting things, going to different parts of the country. It, beyond just, you know, celebrating and the graduation itself, it was interesting to see all of the people around, you know, coming up and saying hi to each other. Some people who haven't seen each other for a while in the aftermath of the fire, or just talking about what they've been through over the past few months.
It's been definitely hard. I have not been able to focus at all in school. Barely passed, but at least I'm, like, graduating right now, so that's
good. No, it's amazing. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. So do you have any plans for what's next, or right now is it just reveling in the glory of graduating?
I have Butte College next semester, so I'm really excited about that. After that, it's kind of up in the air.
So I read that majority of the students who went to this high school lost their homes in the fire. What have they been through in the last 6 months just to graduate?
I mean, these students have been through more than you can imagine.
We lost our home, and we are now residing in Chico with my aunt.
Yeah, our house burnt down, and we got moved out to Marysville by FEMA and stuff. And
it's not just losing your home, but it's losing an entire community, you know, your entire life, your entire everyday life.
My family personally is broken up. We're split up. My dad divorced my mom, and he was out here tonight, and I haven't seen him in months. And I normally don't cry, but just having everyone together, it felt somewhat normal. And just to have everyone there, it meant more than graduating. It meant more than seeing everyone since the fire. It's probably going to be one of the greatest memories I have.
It's changed everything for them.
I imagine that for a lot of students, graduation is a super bittersweet moment. They're celebrating, but now entering the world from a place of trauma and loss. Were there any students you spoke to who sort of demonstrated that?
And could you just tell me your first and last name, how they're spelled?
Nicholas Baker.
Kirsten Grace Baker.
They're twins. They've, you know, spent their whole lives together, obviously. They went to Paradise High together. They graduated together.
To spend it together means more than people understand. And to have someone to share that with is just indescribable.
It's really bittersweet because he'll be going to Southern California and I'll be in the Bay Area.
I gotta say, he's over here doing some mime cheering right now.
Oh, yeah. He's just faking it. He'll miss me.
When I was talking to Nicholas, he could barely put into words what it is that he's been through.
I can't personally describe the effects of the fire. I can never describe the gaping hole that's in me. I can never describe what it's like to have your entire childhood ripped away from you. And it's like there's a void that you can never fill.
You know, on top of losing their family's home, you know, their parents have been split up. They've been living with their mom.
It has wrecked our family to a pretty decent extent.
And everything has changed for them.
Did you talk to any students who were so affected by the fire that, you know, it sort of changed the trajectory of their lives and what they wanted to do next after graduation?
It was interesting talking to them about whether they plan to return to Butte County, whether they plan to return to Paradise. And Kirsten Grace said, you know, she definitely thinks about it.
I never thought that I'd say this, but I definitely wouldn't put it out of the mix.
And, you know, it's her home. It's a lovely place to live. It's beautiful and it means a lot to her. And for Nicholas, I think this is it.
I'm personally not going to come back and live here. This is going to be a place in my memories. It's going to be a place that I can come visit when I need to, when I need some closure, when I need to come back and have a little taste of home. But at this point, I'm looking to have a fresh start and try and get my life back on track the way I want to.
I talked to one student, Megan Brewer, who is on the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah, I'm probably like one of my friends that are like, yeah, I'm just gonna stay here. I don't really want to go anywhere.
Well, why is that? Do you just love it here?
Yeah. A lot of other people like they want to get out and go away, and I like got to like kind of get out of here for most of my high school career when I moved to Chico, and all I wanted to do was come back to Paradise, and all I've said is I'm just going to move back to Paradise, so...
After going to school, she wants to open a flower shop, hopefully in Paradise. So a lot of people do want to leave, but I think there are also a lot of people who, you know, staying there, being in the place where they grew up and also helping it rebuild, you know, their ongoing rebuilding efforts, that's important to them too.
Hmm. What do you think students who are graduating want people to know about them and their town from this momentous event?
That they've come out stronger together.
I didn't think that we could get more unified, and we have. That's something that we just continue to surprise everybody.
They've suffered a lot, they've been through a lot, but they did it together. It's the community, it's each other, it's their parents, it's their families that helped get them to this point. And it was just awesome to see all of those families, you know, in the audience cheering their kids on as they walked.
On behalf of Paradise Unified School District and Paradise High School, it is with great honor that we present the Paradise High School graduating class of 2019. You may now move your tassels to the left side of the cape. Congratulations, graduates and families! Let the celebration begin!
The students at Paradise High School had just 3 weeks to turn in college applications after the campfire erupted. And the principal told the AP that 80% of the school's 220 graduates are expected to go to college.
I'm going to UC Berkeley. Butte College next semester.
I'm going to Vanguard University in Southern California.
These last 4 years at Paradise High School have been absolutely amazing.
I think that most of us would die for each other.
We weren't raised to be quitters, to just give up when times get tough.
Just this here right now is a blessing.
Really, it's good though.
It feels like a big warm hug.
We've got that Paradise pride in us that just can't be replicated.
Jeremy Siegel is a reporter for KQED. I'm Erica Cruz Guevara. Devin Katayama will be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.